I want to ask you, what's the best way to teach somebody something? Lecture? Memorization? Fill in the blank? Worksheets? Grades? Grade point averages? What's the best way to teach anybody anything? As you just sung in the great hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, our Lord teaches us to pray because he gives us trials and tribulations and difficulties, in which we're led to know that we can't solve all our own problems, and we're led to pray to God to take it to the Lord in prayer. What's the best way to teach someone? I guess I come from the old school. You know, you want to teach someone to swim, throw them in the what? Now, I don't actually really do that, but there's a lot of wisdom. You want to teach someone to play baseball? Hand them a ball and a bat and glove and go out on the field and what? Start playing baseball, the same with soccer. You want to teach someone to play soccer? Hand them a soccer ball and go to a net, the same with basketball. You want to teach anybody anything? Involve them. Hence, let's read this together, the Chinese proverb. Tell me and I'll forget. Show me and I may remember. Involve me and I'll understand. Be involved. Have you ever attended the School of Hard Knocks? You know, learn things the hard way. You know what I'm talking about, right? You know how I learned how to change a flat tire? Because I got a what, right? Learn how to get along with people when maybe there was a fight or a disagreement. Learn about marriage by being married. You ever attend the School of Hard Knocks? Most of us learn that way. Someone said to me, I can explain it to you, or you're going to have to learn things the what. Do you ever, as a parent, let your kid learn the things the what? Yeah, I can try to explain it to you, or you can go do it your own way, but sooner or later you come back to me because you'll find out it didn't work out that well. Had a college recruiter come to my home, and what he said stuck with me all the years ago. 80% of what we learn is learned outside the what? Lectures and memorization and worksheets and workbooks only go so far. It's real life involvement, involving people in life in which people learn. My oldest daughter, Michelle, is a physical therapist. When she graduated from college, she needed to be admitted into a physical therapy grad school. So I went with her to about 12 different physical therapy grad schools, from the University of Iowa to Drake, University of Milwaukee, Toledo, whole bunch of grad schools. I learned all about physical therapy. One thing that they all had in common is they all had mats. Why? If you're going to give physical therapy to a person, you're going to have to learn how to stretch muscles, how to move your joints, how to move your limbs. And in grad school, you're usually paired up with someone similar to yourself, and you learn how to stretch and move muscles and joints and how the body works. There's also gym equipment for rehabilitation, like if someone gets in an accident or has surgery. There's gym equipment for them to build muscles and to restore their memory, to learn coordination. And as gross as it sounds, every single lab that I went to also had cadavers. You know what a cadaver is? There's only one way you really learn about bodies. You have to open it up. You have to find out where veins are, the muscles are, where the joints are, the tendons are, as grotesque as it sounds. As a DC, I had a Sunday school workshop, and one of my students actually happened to be a brilliant surgeon, and he was teaching Sunday school for our church. And we were sharing about students learn by being involved. He goes, it's sort of interesting for me too, being a surgeon. We can learn all the book knowledge, but until we actually see the vein, we see the heart, we see the lungs, we see a cancer cell, we can't operate until we're involved with it. So hence the wisdom, what? Say it with me. Tell me and I'll forget. Show me and I may remember. And involve me and I'll understand. Involve me and I'll understand. I want to talk about the Lord in the temple. Jesus was involved in the temple. He was circumcised on the eighth day in the temple. On his 40th day, he turned 40 days old, he was consecrated in the temple. Every year his parents took him to what? The temple. He was found interacting with teachers at the temple. Didn't you know that I needed to be in my Lord's home? What else about the temple? He taught his Messiah inside and outside the temple. One time he brought his disciples inside the temple and he told them the account of the widow's mite. Do you remember the widow who gave everything that she what? Had? And he looked at other people putting in far greater offerings, and he said, I tell you, this woman has given far more than they have because they've given out their excess. He taught by involving inside the temple, and even outside the temple, he drove out the money changers. He's involved with the temple. He worshipped himself at the temple. There are the sacrifices. He adored his Father in the temple. He understood the rituals and the significance and the respect that went there. He even called his body the what? Temple of the Lord. He told the Pharisees, tear this temple down in 3 days, I'll rise it up again. And even when he died, he rearranged the temple, the curtain toward. Jesus was involved. We roll this back. He was involved in the temple. He understood and involved. He involved others in the temple as well. To him, it was interchangeable. It was one and the same. He's involved in the temple. May we too have that same view of God's house. We'll get to that later. Tell me and I'll forget. Show me and may remember. Involve me and I will understand. Jesus' entire ministry is to involve. He healed people by being involved in their life. He cured by being involved in their life. He proclaims, he causes us to think. He tells us parables. He makes us uncomfortable. Yes, he actually pushes and pulls us. He gets us out of our comfort zone, and he changes by the power of God's hand. Jesus' entire ministry is one to involve. He was involved with people. He walked the highways and the byways. He even left his own home country to went to foreigners. His ministry is one of involvement. Some people don't like to change. Now, no offense, I'm talking to Lutherans from Defiance County, sorry. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am. I do not like them here. I do not like them there. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am. Some people don't like to what? This is just how I am. You have to deal with it. I've always been this way. This is how I'm always going to be. Some people don't like to change. But the Lord involves us that we might change, that we might become holier, that we might draw closer to the Lord, that we might be involved more. We might become more empathetic. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am. Isn't this the carpenter's son? That's what people said to Jesus. What are you doing talking about you're the bread of heaven? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? They took offense at him. Jesus, we don't want to change. We are happy just how we are. Don't make me change. I like my life. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am. Only in one's hometown is a prophet without honor, and he was amazed at lack of faith. Some people do not want to change. This is how I am, and deal with it. But the Lord's about changing us, involving us, maturing us, growing us, molding us. His entire ministry is to what? Involve. He involved his disciples. He equips and sends, calling the 12 to him. He sent them out two by two. Now you go and do it yourself, and you'll find out what it's like to do my work. I think we all know about that when we're asked to get involved, our successes and our failures. If you truly care, get your hands dirty. Walk the extra mile. Get involved. He gives his disciples the power of God's hand. They went on and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons, anointed many people. He involved his disciples in ministry, and he calls you and I to be what? Involved. Jesus' entire ministry is to involve you and me. We are called to be involved. A Christianity is not a spectator religion. Nobody is called to sit and watch. We are not called to be pew potatoes. You know what a couch potato is? We're not called to be pew potatoes either. We are called to be involved. God calls us to. Involved by faith, daily prayer, repentance. Do you and I confess our sins every night before you go to bed? Do you confess your sins every day? God, forgive me for my sins. I lost my head on the road. I wasn't kind to the person at the restaurant. I could have turned my head when I looked at that attractive person. Forgive us our trespasses as we what? Forgive those who trespass against us. Is your life one of daily repentance? Bible studies? Do you read scripture every day? Partake in the Lord's Supper? I'm going to ask you, when you leave here, did you tell people I went to church? I go to church? Or do you endure church? Hopefully the sermon's not too long. We got to beat the Methodist to Bob Evans. So make sure it's fast, Pastor. I have a roast in the oven. I got plans for the day. Do you engage church? Hopefully the sermon's not going to be too boring. Or are you what? Involved in church. Did you hear the message? Do you listen to the prayers that the elder prays? When you speak the Nicene Creed, do you recite it or do you mean it in your heart? Do you contemplate the words? When you confess your sins, do you think about the sins you've done this past week? Are you involved? Or am I just showing up? Am I taking up space? Question we have to ask ourselves. God calls us to be what? Involved. He's here to give us gifts to involve us. He's here to engage us, to involve us, that we might learn and grow. Are you involved in ministry? Did you come to a Bible study? Maturing your faith? Service activities? With all love, have you brought food for the food pantry? Have you brought clothes for the clothes closet? What about when church workers get installed or they retire? Do you bring them gifts and wish them well? Are you involved in the overall well-being of our church? I hope and prayer is that for us, all of us. Do you support the function of our church and school? I had a boss once when I worked in a park district as a referee, as an umpire. What impressed me is he walked from his car to go watch us umpire the games and run the leagues. If he saw any paper or any trash in the park, he picked it up, and he always came with two full hands full of trash and threw it in a trash barrel. Even today, when I pull into the parking lot, there's trash in our parking. I'm not here to brag. I pick it up. Do you have that ownership for St. John? Are you involved, support the functioning of the church? God calls us to be what? Involved. Be involved. Get your hands dirty. Walk the extra steps. Bend over a couple times. Say hi to a new person. He calls us to be involved. Can you read this with me? Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." Now, when Jesus says you, he's referring to you and I, not somebody else you. He's referring personally to you and personally to me. He has sent me. Do you have a story of service, how God involved you in ministry and it touched your life? Can I share my story? See, I went to a Lutheran school, and I went to a Lutheran Sunday school, and I went to a Lutheran Vacation Bible School. Back in the day, anybody remember two-week vacation Bible schools? Some people told me they went to vacation Bible school the whole summer. They said, yeah, my parents were happy. Oh, never mind, okay. I went to a Lutheran school. I went to a Lutheran Sunday school. Went to a Lutheran Vacation Bible School, and that helped me be who I am today. But for about 6,500 times, I heard love your neighbor and care for other people, but we never did it. We only heard, we filled out the worksheets, we filled in a blank. Of course, it's good to memorize scripture, but we never did it. And I remember there was a time when I was in seventh grade that our youth group went caroling to our shut-ins and homebound. I didn't know what that meant. I only heard that we're supposed to love and care for our neighbor. And I remember I rode in my pastor's car, and we went to about a half a dozen shut-in homes. First time I ever experienced anything like that. And I saw the shut-ins and the homebound with the oxygen machines. I'm laying on the couch, covered by their comforter. I saw tears come from their eyes as we sung those blessed Christmas carols to them. And I saw how they looked at their pastors. And that was very moving. That was very profound for me. Because for once in my life, I felt that what we heard about loving your neighbor and caring for those in need, we actually did. We're actually involved. And friends in Christ, I'm not here to brag. But every year in my ministry, I always go caroling. Even my first year here, there was a group we went caroling. Every year making a point to go caroling because that's so profound for me. That's sort of my story. I'm not here to brag. What's your story? Do you have a story how God involved you in a ministry that touched you and touched others? Maybe visit someone in the hospital. Maybe you were with someone on a deathbed until the Lord called them home. Maybe you're involved in an organization like Boy Scouts or Sunday School or youth program that touches other people. What's your story? And if you don't have a story, get a story. Where God involves you in a very specific way to bless other people. It could be as simple as helping out an elderly neighbor or a person at work who's down and out. Have a service story. What's your story? Have a story how God involved me in ministry and I had a stretch and he pulled an inconvenience and sometimes didn't go well. Tell me and I'll forget. Show me and I remember. Involve me and I'll understand. You know, Jesus says this, he involves us, we're connected to him. Jesus, who died for all of us sinners, we're connected to him spiritually in our baptism, through the Lord's Supper, Through his word, we are connected to Jesus. He says this, I am the vine, you are the branches. A person remains in me and I in them, and they will bear much fruit. I will involve them. They will become my extension. I will work through them. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Friends in Christ, we're grateful God involves us in his body through his death and resurrection. Let us be involved too. Let us be involved too, loving others and serving God. How about this for a closing thought? Can you read it with me? Let us ever walk with Jesus, follow his example pure, through a world that would deceive us, and to sin our spirits lure. Onward in his footsteps treading, pilgrims hear our home above, full faith and hope and love. Let's do our Father's bidding. Faithful Lord, with me abide, I shall follow where you guide. And all God's people say,